We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, you can call or text 402-464-5685, watching, comment, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We're going to move away from Mickey Joseph here for the segment, because we can. We're going to. Because there was some positivity last night in Nebraska sports, and I teased before the break, Sip. Now, I was at the game. This is my first game I have attended since the Creighton game last year.
Good for you,
which I believe was in either late November or early December last
year. Yes, usually is. Nice job, by
the way. I after that game last year, I said I'm not going back to a game this year, which I didn't. And I had not been to a game yet, but Mike Schaefer would be here at 7 o'clock, invited me to the game.
Good.
So we went together.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, the second half Nebraska played. Now, it was aided by some horrible shooting by Boston College, but on the Nebraska scoring end, I don't think I've seen a better second half of basketball, or even first half, a better half of basketball than what Nebraska played in the second half against Boston College last night. This was a three-point game at halftime. Nebraska led 37-34. Nebraska outscores Boston College 51-33. Boston College Zip had 4 points in the second half through with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
They had scored 10 points. They had scored 4 points.
Right.
Through half of the second
right.
half.
Yeah, I was watching.
Which was, again, a lot of bad shooting, but still good rebounding by Nebraska, some good defense, and they made their shots. Tominaga was excellent last night. Tominaga, Kisei, had 23 points on 4 of 5 on 3, 7 of 8 overall shooting. You had four other guys in double figures with Wiltshire going for 14.
I like the way you did that, by the way. You did that Tominaga, Kisei.
I did your version of it.
Yeah, keep doing that.
No. CJ Wiltshire had 14. Emmanuel Bandamel had 12. Jawan Gary and Derek Walker both had 10. And even Sam Griesel got in with 8 points there. It was just, again, the second half, as you prepare for a very scary game on Sunday against Creighton. Mm-hmm. We said on the show yesterday, Nebraska, they'll probably get beat handily on Sunday. But if you wanted to believe you could be in the same gym. Mm-hmm. As Creighton, you wanted to go in with the win, and they blew out BC only with a 3-point halftime lead.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Power five wins. By the way,
we make a lot of assumptions as sports media. We do, right? We make a lot of assumptions about what's going to happen. Oh, I mean, Nebraska will not. They'll get blown off the floor by Creighton. We probably would have said that about Florida State yesterday when they played Purdue.
Yeah, another weird game. Purdue wins by 10, but Florida State was up by as many as 4 in the second half.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that said, well, not just media. I mean, people that said, oh, God, I mean, this is going to be ugly. Purdue's going to blow their doors off. Didn't blow.
I couldn't believe what I was watching before the game. I said, well, how was this? Nebraska just killed these guys.
Right. And Florida State, I told you I had a Division I coach tell me Florida State's one of the worst Division I teams he's ever seen in 30 years.
Well, they've had some terrible losses this year. I mean, they are 1-8 now, but it's still a Power 5 school. A Power 5 school can rise up once in a while.
So I 100% agree with you. Nebraska, you know, listen, they play hard. We talked about this yesterday. I don't want to just spew cliches, but they do play hard. They play together. They do. I mean, they did last night. Casey got hot. I said yesterday that if Nebraska is going to be a good team this year, Casey, Tominaga, and CJ Wiltshire, they about have to score in the teens every game. Because Nebraska doesn't have a lot of other shooters. You understand?
Yeah, CJ had
understand?
Yeah, CJ had a slow start, and then he had a great second half. I mean, he had a huge second half.
Those guys need to be consistently good from the perimeter, or Nebraska's not going to have much of a chance. And they were last night.
Right. Last night was what I think people envisioned Kisei would do the whole time here. Not every night going off like that, but the ability. He had some serious swagger going last night.
He's really upped his game. I mean, he's better off the bounce now. You note that he doesn't. It's not. He's not only a 3-point shooter.
He drives.
He drives.
He drives, yeah, and he had a nice finish way up high off the glass, contested.
He gets a lot of deflections on defense.
Yeah.
He's playing defense. He's playing defense. Playing at times well. He's an issue because, you know, he's limited size wise.
Right.
So you can go at him. He can be a matchup issue for you, for your team. But he does. But I'll tell you one thing: K-State does is play hard. Plays really hard.
Yeah, and I think that it's in a different style. So hear me out on this. But the way he operates on the floor, he's like an Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, he is.
You remember Benny Parker? You know, he was different. He was a good defensive player. He wasn't a great offensive player.
He was
good defensively. Yeah. But what he did is provide a spark. He provided energy. He was always upbeat. He was a go-getter every minute of the game, and he really lifted the team's spirits if they were down because he would make a play defensively or get a breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Tominaga is not a great defender. He's getting better.
He's getting better.
But you could just tell when he's on, the team is really locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on last night.
Yeah. So, and I was, but the other thing I was struck by in that game is Boston College is really small. They're strangely small, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
They don't look like a Division I team.
Nebraska out-rebounded them by 3, so not a ton, but they did. 29-26 in the boards.
Yeah.
They're a bad team. It's a bad team.
Well, they're 5-2.
Yeah, their wins were not, I mean, they beat Wyoming, if that's notable.
Yeah, I don't want people to turn on the radio and hear us discrediting Nebraska.
No, I'm not.
They played well. I mean, Nebraska played well in that game. And the last two games that I've watched, Florida State, Boston College, Nebraska plays hard.
Well,
I mean, they do. You appreciate that effort. Vandermel and Gary Griesel, those guys lead them. Derek Walker always plays hard. These guys are, I mean, they give you that, and then the thing where they're deficient is they don't have a star player. I mean, they just don't have a star player. And that's I don't think you can call Derek Walker a star player in the Big Ten.
No,
he's good.
He's your best player. He's
good.
Solid.
Yeah,
and last night he battled foul trouble. He only played 18 minutes in the game. He had 3 fouls, but he had 10 points. He was another Derek Walker. We've always seen him as efficient.
Zip. He's very efficient.
This is a standard.
He's very efficient.
5-for-6. It's a standard night. He's not going to go out there and go 3-for-10 ever.
Well, I'd
he doesn't
say
do that.
He at times. Well, I'd say he's incredibly efficient.
Yeah. Every night, it's like he misses one shot.
Right. Right. He is very efficient. When we say he's not a star, he's not an NBA player. They don't have that. They don't have those guys this year. You know, he's not going to play in the NBA, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. And we'll see. Now, I'm not doing that thing where I'm saying they're going to get their doors blown off by Creighton, by Indiana, and by Purdue. My guess is one or two of those games, they'll press. They'll press them. They'll not literally press, but they'll press the issue and make it close. I bet they do. I bet in one or two of those games, they're able to put a scare into those ranked teams.
I was texting with the Creighton fan last night regarding his thoughts in Nebraska. Not Nick. See Nick's eyes there?
See, here's the thing about Jake. He always presents himself as this very anti-Creighton, anti-Iowa. I think we're starting.
Oh, I am.
No. I think we're starting
listen,
to see
I can
through.
Have a friend that's a Creighton fan. I don't have to respect who he likes, but I can at least.
Go ahead. Start deflecting.
He said, Nebraska's defense is way better than it has been in previous years. And that will cause Creighton some problems.
Mm-hmm. They play some defense.
He says Nebraska's defense is way more disciplined than it ever has.
Yep.
I
applaud Fred for the way he's coaching this team. It looks like a team now. And they're organized. Fred's really into it, too. I mean,
that's good to see. I'm glad he's still into this, that he wants to be here, it appears.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that I ever felt he didn't. But he's in a tough situation in that fighting for his job, right? I mean, this is what he's doing, fighting for his job. When you go 9-50 in your first 3 years in the Big Ten, you're fighting for your job.
But then I ask the question, how badly do you want to be here then? That's what I mean. If you're 9-50, how badly before the season did you still want to be
here? You may get attacked for that comment because I don't know that anybody questioned Fred and how much he wants to be here, did they? I don't know
I don't know if they did.
We never did.
But this
sort of surprised to hear you say that.
I would say this is a coach. You know, this is a guy that played many years in the NBA, was an executive in the NBA, coached in the NBA, has a lot of pride. I assume that pride has been pretty bruised with 9-50. He doesn't need this job.
No.
Right?
No.
That's what I mean. He does not need he will have opportunities anywhere he goes. Maybe not to be a head coach, but to be involved in executive stuff.
I am interested in the psychology of that discussion. I never know, because we are not in that realm financially, I don't know how that, like we talked about that with Rule. He doesn't need to work, so, and he doesn't need to worry about being fired. So how does that affect his daily performance? That's a very good sports psychology discussion that is an individual discussion. Mm-hmm. It depends on the individual.
It does.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to operate daily not worried about getting fired because I'm not in that situation. It would cause some stress in my life if I got fired.
Sure, me too.
Now, would it cause any stress in Fred's life if he got fired today? I'd say no. Probably zero stress.
That's what I'm saying.
Some degree of embarrassment, hurt. But no, I mean, little stress, right?
But back to what you're saying, though, it appears he still wants to be here. He's fighting. You can
They're
see
fighting.
He's
fighting.
And again, like I said, I'll say it again. That the second half last night was, to me, the most impressive half of basketball I've seen under Fred Hoiberg.
I like watching those newcomers, too, Gary and Bandamel. They really play hard.
Gary is, that guy's a motor. He's
a Bandamel, too. Yep. They play their asses off. Excuse my language.
You could say that.
Excuse my language. Nick, is that trouble? They play their asses
Congrats
off.
To the guys. 5-3.
Yes.
Creighton's up next, then Indiana and Purdue. So, you know, the gauntlet's here. But at least you're going into the gauntlet with two straight wins over Power 5 schools. Florida State, Boston College. We own the ACC. Bring on Duke, baby. Bring
Rick
on Duke.
Rick Hayman's going to throw down the gauntlet here.
Yes,
in a little
he is.
Bit.
Rick Hayman's up next with a song of the day on Early Break on the Ticket.